Yeah, well, I feel that, you know, I was very proud of the players on Tuesday night because of the performance they've done, and I strongly feel that today, performance-wise, we looked a top side today. You know, we moved the ball, especially the last 15, 20 minutes, you know, top side. But the result was different, but the performance was the same. And as a coach, you need to look at the performances and strongly believe that the results will come, and that is my belief, and I try and put that over to the players, and the players, you know, and the players are responding fantastically well, and it's full credit to them. You know, they open up their minds for new ideas. You know, I've got Tony Popovic here, who's a wonderful coach, and he does it right, and you know, and he's coached them day in, day out, and putting ideas into them. They're opening their minds to listen.
I showed they were mentally strong as well, because they had to go up, take the lead like they did on Tuesday night, and then keep the lead and hold on. And some of the goals were gifted, but at the same time, they've got to show the composure as well to carry on and see the result out.
Well, I think, you know, when we looked at we get knocked out in penalties, which is a cruel, cruel blow to any professional footballer in the last semi-finals. You know, you got to understand that that's a test of character, that's a test of mental attitude, and we have bounced back superbly. I felt that. You know, even if you look at Cardiff, you know, they lost a few results and they won the game. You know, it's just a difficult, mentally tough game. So we've been strong in that department. We've bounced back in terms of performance-wise. We've picked up 3 points, not been beaten in the next six, and we get the wins, you know. So there's a key to it, and that's the key to be mentally strong, which I felt we were today.
Were you surprised with the ease of the goals, because Watford have been on a good run? They've picked up 10 points out of the last 12.
Yeah, Watford have been a fantastic run. We had to work hard for that one, you know, it just didn't come. You know, Watford, I think that they were on the same amount of points as ourselves, and, you know, at 40 points, and albeit they've had a fantastic run, and maybe that's them playing at their peak, but we've got a lot to come. You know, I felt today it showed the golf in class. I felt that we, you know, really performed to the top level, and at times Watford couldn't live with our movement. So, you know, a very hard-fought victory, but I think a victory was deserved.
Great to see Sean Scannell coming back. You've got the likes of Murray to come off the bench, and Garvin as well. So the squad's coming together.
Good, yeah, it's good. Listen, Dean Mox should be available today to play as well. And, you know, you've got Sean Scannell coming out a bit of form, and Glenn Murray around there. So we're slowly building up a squad. What I don't want to do is go out and just get any old players to fill positions. I want to work on players and, you know, and work on people that want to be worked on. Sean Scannell is definitely one of these players. I thought it was fantastic that he came on, you know, brilliant, lit up the crowd, entertained the crowd. And not only does he do that, he's made to the player, because he hurts the opposition. He hurts them with his runs and his pace and his movement, and it was really pleasing for us.